We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. And by American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Badger Athletics. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers had last weekend off following Thursday's 4-0 loss to a very good United States under 18 team. Sophomore Ben Garrity made his first collegiate starting goal for the Badgers and played well, but Wisconsin again struggling to put the puck away. Now 4-11-1 overall, 1-6-0-1 in the Big Ten. The Badgers at the Kohl Center this weekend to play Penn State Friday night at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 6. The Nittany Lions are 10-7. Their biggest win of the year came in Nashville against North Dakota about a month ago. They're only 2-6 in Big Ten play, but split with Michigan State last weekend, winning 4-2 and 4-3. We'll tell you more about the series with Penn State when Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki joins us here later on tonight. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin women's hockey team still ranked number one in the country, despite losing 5 of 6 points over the weekend against Minnesota at Laban Arena. The Badgers were idle 2 weekends ago before hosting the Gophers on Friday night. They dropped the opener 3-2 despite goals from Casey O'Brien and Maddie Wheeler. Then in the finale, O'Brien scored again, her 19th to lead the nation, but Wisconsin settled for a 2-2 overtime tie. The Gophers won the shootout in 8 rounds and took 5 of 6 points in that series. Wisconsin currently 15-2-1, 11-2-1-1 in the WCHA, and Mark Johnson's club plays at Bemidji State Friday at 3 and Saturday at 2, and the Badger women's hockey coach will join us live as well at about 7:30 tonight. So Mark Osiecki as well as Mark Johnson tonight on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. We'll continue in just a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Missing persons hotline.
Hello? My husband is missing.
Your husband is missing?
Yes, he's missing.
How long has he been missing?
2 days.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Have you by chance built a Cleary building recently?
How did you know?
We've had multiple reports of husbands going missing 2 days after they have a Cleary building. Why don't you check the building?
Okay. You were right. I think he's been living in it.
Well, ma'am, a Cleary building is the perfect place to store your stuff, including your husband.
Hey, Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. The weather is cooling, but Badger winter sports are still bringing the energy. Bring your own energy at home with a new solar energy system from All Energy Solar. Solar energy pays for itself the moment the system is powered up. Now's the time to go green and slash your utility bill by 50 to 100%. Take control of your energy costs. Schedule an estimate or informational webinar to learn with All Energy Solar by visiting allenergysolar.com today.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill. Celebrating 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Badgers athletics. Joined now by Wisconsin Associate Head Coach Marco Siki, because Head Coach Tony Granato, who normally does this show, is a bit under the weather. And Ozzy, a lot of people have been under the weather the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so, or even dating back prior to that. It's been kind of a... Well, it's been odd for your club and challenging for the coaching staff and the players, for that matter.
It definitely has been challenging. It goes back to the Michigan weekend for us. I mean, that's when we started having some symptoms run through our team, and Roman Ashan was the one that had it. I'm not pointing the finger at him, but you could just see it coming. I mean, he even said it then. We had a meeting, and he was talking about that and just saying how much is affecting him right now, and then it just ran rampant. And now it's a little bit different, where it's the more of the flu has gone through the team. So. Somehow we got to find a way to get healthy, stay healthy, and it's tough in this landscape right now for the last couple of years.
Yeah, some may look at that as just excuses, but it's fact.
It's reality. I mean, unfortunately, and it's always the next man up mentality, but there aren't any men to step in. I mean, we've just been down bodies. So, you know, it's one of those things where it does go through different athletic teams at certain times, and sometimes it ramps up a little bit more than others. And right now, it's found us this year. I mean, starting from that exhibition game with Carson Bannell and him, the fluky little injury, and all of a sudden it disrupted our lineup right away. But you do have to battle it, and some people get more ice time, which is a benefit for some, but it is nice when you can find a way to get healthy throughout your entire lineup.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you think about everything your squad went through a year ago. Well, what everybody went through a year ago with the COVID pandemic, and whether or not you're going to play or not, and there were some issues early on last season, and then all of a sudden, not that people didn't get sick as the season moved along, but you were able to handle that and control it, and guys were on the ice that needed to be on the ice, and you win a Big Ten championship. And now, while the pandemic continues, maybe not to the extent that it had last year, you're fighting these issues again. But, last year was just remarkable when you think back at it.
Well, I think two things. One, hats off to our players and their commitment to what they brought into that locker room and the commitment they made to each other. Hats off to them. Mm-hmm. But now this year, it's just a totally different environment. I mean, they're back in class, in person, social events on campus, travel, parents in and out, fans in and out. So there's just so many different influences and factors that are going into it now. And it's not just us. There's a lot of different programs and different, you look at pro sports, same things happening.
Sure.
But it's a little bit unfortunate. unfortunate when you were get bit by that bug and by the injury bug as well at the same time.
Yeah, at least you don't have to test every single day.
Yeah, that is a positive.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
I couldn't wait for that to be over with last year.
I bet. You're coming off a game last Thursday. Didn't play Friday or Saturday last weekend, but you played the U.S. under 18 team, lost 4-0. That's a really good, young, talented team, and we're going to see a few of those young men in the World Junior Championship later on this year.
Yeah, I mean, very talented. Obviously, they jump into a college game, and it's their Stanley Cup, if you want to say that. They are talented. And then on the flip side, at times you go into that game. Shane Conley and I were talking about it the other day, and it's a tough game to play no matter what. It is hard for the player, our locker room and players to go in. But when the pucks drop, it's still compete.
Yeah.
But it is a hard game to play. Your mentality is a little bit different. The way you walk into that game is a little bit different. The way you prepare, a little bit different, unfortunately. But hats off to them. Like you said, they have tremendous talent on that squad. You're going to see a lot of those kids in college hockey. You're going to see a lot of those kids move on beyond college hockey.
Yeah, and that's what I enjoyed about that game Thursday is I'm seeing the future of college hockey and maybe international hockey with USA Hockey. There were 10 commits to Big Ten schools on that roster Thursday, including Charlie Stramel, who's going to be joining the Wisconsin Badgers next year, one of four players who so far have signed national letters of intent to join Wisconsin next fall. And we'll talk more about Wisconsin's recruiting class with Associate Head Coach Marco Siki when we come back. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Brian Posick with you and Associate Head Coach Marco Siki. The Badgers getting ready for a home series against Penn State Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 6. We'll take a look at the Nittany Lions coming up in just a bit. But last week, the University of Wisconsin finally unveiled its recruiting class for the 2022-23 season. Four players have signed national letters of intent. Two are defensemen, Boston Buckberger from Saskatoon and Tyson Jugnauth from Kelowna, British Columbia. And a couple of forwards, too, Jack Horbach from Naperville, Illinois, and Charlie Stramel from Rosemont, Minnesota. Ozzy, we mentioned Charlie Stramel a moment ago. Here's a young man who's 6'3", 215 pounds. I know he's been injured and hasn't played for USA Hockey yet this year. He hopes to be back in January. But you know, besides what you said about Charlie Stramel, I've heard some other people talk about him too. I mean, the sky's the limit for this young man. As soon as he grows into that body and realizes the strength and power and ability that he has.
Well, I mean, set aside the hockey and athletic skills that he has, he's a tremendous person, comes from a great family, super humble kid, fits in, works. there's going to be no issues with him. But with his hockey talents, I mean, if you threw him out on the ice last Thursday night, he probably would have been the best forward on the ice. He showed that last year. Even him coming up through the different levels of hockey, he could absolutely dominate if he wanted to, but he played the game the right way. He shared the puck, gave it to kids that he knew he might not get the puck back from, but never you never saw any bad body language. You always saw him pat someone on the rear end and just always doing the right thing.
Yeah, Charlie Strammel is one of the top prospects for the 2023 draft. The other forward in this class, Jack Horbach, who's currently playing for the Madison Capitals. He's averaging about a point per game. What do you like about his game?
Well, I like the fact that he's playing more junior hockey, where kids can come in and a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our team's young this year as a result of losing so many players. And for a player like Jack to be able to somewhat slow down his progress and not hurry up and get to college and hurry up and then be sitting up in the stands or in and out of the lineup, he slowed it down, and his game has gone to another level. I mean, we don't know how many points he's going to get when he jumps into the Badger lineup, but right now he's chipping in here and there in the USHL, which is a top league in North America, and he's doing really well. And I think that bodes well for his overall development.
Yeah. You mentioned Jack Horbach. He's an older kid. Are you looking to bring in more older ones as opposed to the 18-year-olds you might see from the U.S. National Team Development Program?
We're trying. And, you know, the unfortunate cycle that you get into is if some guys sign and leave early that you don't expect. And all of a sudden, now you have to speed up the progress of certain other players. And you really don't want to do that. We're trying to slow that down. You're trying to project that. But unfortunately, there's just so many different options for these kids when they want to sign, how they want to sign, where they want to sign, do they want to go to Europe. But there are options. So it's such a balancing act. But obviously, a guy like Jack coming in that is a little bit older, or guys that are playing junior hockey for a couple of years, that's a huge benefit.
Yeah. How about the two defensemen who've committed for next year, Boston Buckberger and Tyson Jugnauth? Both are projected to be anywhere from fourth to sixth rounders in the NHL draft next year. I've heard of Buckberger before, obviously. That's a familiar name for hockey fans. It sounds like this young man's going to be pretty good.
You know what? He has a chance to be very good. And him jumping out of AAA midget hockey last year in Saskatoon, and everyone went through the COVID stuff, so a lot of the guys didn't play a lot, especially up in Canada. So he didn't see a lot of games. But for him to jump into the team that he's with now in the Alberta Junior League, mm-hmm. he's done an outstanding job, and it's not easy for a young kid to do that. He is coached in Saskatoon by a former teammate of mine and good friend, is Scotty Sissons, that was around the NHL, and he's a very honest guy, and so I think he held quite a bit of his players to a higher standard. So I think that helped Boston, certainly making that jump to Brooks.
Sure. And then Tyson Jugnauth.
Unreal talent. I mean, again, played last year as an underage in the BC League, which is not easy to do. Mm-hmm. And a team in West Kelowna, it's not like going to Penticton or Okotoks at that time in the Alberta League or Brooks, where mm-hmm. they just loaded. So he played somewhat similar or in an area closer to home, and he jumped in and did unbelievably well. He's very gifted, sees the ice extremely well, moves the puck extremely well. I don't say he's a goal scorer from the blue line, but he's a distributor, yeah. And he can find the tape, and he puts the puck in the right area.
Yeah. So you've signed four for next year. You're going to lose, well, at least three fifth-year seniors. Who else is going to leave? We do not know. But recruiting is so different now than when it was when you first joined Mike Eve's staff, and even prior to that, college hockey recruiting, college recruiting period, doesn't matter what sport. It's just so different now with a transfer portal, and kids can basically do what they want.
In the last year, I mean, it's really changed it, and it amped up fast, mm-hmm. certainly in the hockey, but all sports, like you mentioned. But for us in hockey, you have the transfer portal that you have the one-time transfer, mm-hmm. That has changed drastically. Even kids that have signed NLIs, that you see in them switch and flip and go to different programs. You know, and that has never happened, really. I mean, usually they enroll and are there for a year and then they make a switch, but this is happening beforehand. The verbals, obviously, that has always been there, where there's been a few here and there, mm-hmm. but now the verbals are, I mean, they're out the window. I mean, yeah. They're out the window, and some kids are committing verbally to schools to shop themselves to other schools. I mean, that's the game that we're in now, and unfortunately, in our our sport, I don't want to say unfortunately, but it's a necessary evil that all these kids have agents. And so these kids are verbally committing elsewhere. And if it's not the right spot and they're committing at a young age, maybe before they're ready to commit, now they start shopping. And I mean, I would do the same thing. I mean, if you're committing at a young age, you better make sure it's the right fit.
Yeah. So when it comes to the transfer portal, you can't reach out to them. They have to reach out to you, correct?
Correct. Yeah. You can't reach out to anybody that has not declared. Mm-hmm. So you have to wait. And, you know, it's such a – and that's the hard thing is if an agent calls, you basically have to say, I can't talk. We can't talk about this right now. Mm-hmm. And we've got to wait till they make that first move. And it's such a balancing act, such a game that's out there right now. But a lot of these kids are doing it.
Yeah. So do you expect to bring in more players, whether it be recruits or transfers next year besides the four you signed?
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's inevitable that we're going to have a couple other players, maybe two, three other players that are going to join this group right now. So we're trying to – you know, sign the kids that we think that are going to come in and make a difference, and then hold back a little bit and then see what's going to come available as this year moves forward, even into this summer.
All right. Talking with Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki, the Wisconsin Badgers here at the Kohl Center to take on Penn State this weekend. We'll tell you about the Nittany Lions when we come back. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
This year, don't just get ready, get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Now is the time to get a great deal on America's undisputed leader in trucks, Ford F-Series. With all its power and technology, it's no wonder F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America for 44 straight years. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right at your Ford dealer during the Get Holiday Ready sales event. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at Hy-Vee. Go to Hy-Vee.com/mypharmacy to schedule an appointment. That's right, just go online and reserve your time. Getting your vaccine has never been easier. This is your shot to help protect yourself and your loved ones from the COVID-19 virus. Just go online to Hy-Vee.com/mypharmacy and schedule your COVID-19 vaccine. Don't delay. Make your appointment now.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Badger Athletics. Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki is with us. And before we preview this weekend's series against the Penn State Nittany Lions, I wanted to bring up one of your former pupils, a two-time Stanley Cup champion, NHL captain, and one of the best defensemen I'd ever seen in a University of Wisconsin uniform or collegiate hockey, for that matter, Ryan McDonough, who recently was added to the Kohl Center Legends Walk with a medallion here on the main level at the Kohl Center. And Ryan McDonough, it's funny, you know, I'm 55 years old, and most people don't refer to me as, well, they refer to me as Brian, but Ryan McDonough to this day still calls me Mr. Posick. He is one of the most respectful human beings I've ever met, and I've told him, just call me Brian, it's okay, or something else, but you don't have to call me Mr. Posick. But he continues to do it. He's one of my all-time favorites, and I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, that's typical of Ryan and their whole family. So incredible family. And obviously from Ryan's standpoint, what a human being he was, what a teammate, what a friend, whatever you want to say. I mean, incredible across the board. And he had some great examples coming through Creighton, but his uncle, Steve Walsh, was a great example, unbelievable athlete.
Oh yeah.
Taught him a lot about sports in general, not just the hockey side of it. I remember recruiting him and not even going to hockey. I was going to baseball. I was going to watch him in baseball and just to watch a different sport. It was so fun to watch him play center field and how he tracked the ball, his arm and his hitting ability. I mean, what an athlete he was. But as a hockey player, I mean, he was so easy to coach, unbelievably coachable. Those two are different. I mean, to coach somebody is different, but then to be coachable is something different. Mm-hmm. And he was both. He was great at both. His talent level obviously speaks for itself, and you see what he's been doing. But he's such a great example for any Badger that comes through or any defenseman that comes through. Easy to show a lot of him and our ability to teach from what he does.
Yeah.
And really talk about him even at the high school age on certain things that you saw when he was playing high school hockey and then jumping here. You know, we just talked about guys playing junior hockey.
Yeah.
I remember like yesterday sitting in Coach Eve's office with their family and Ryan, and we were talking about bringing him in. And they were super nervous because he was projected to play a year of junior hockey in the USHL.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're like,
I know the national team program wanted him too.
Yeah, they did halfway through. So,
yeah.
And we all of a sudden it got to a certain level, and you're like, well, he's going to be a first rounder. And we're like, you need to come in. We want you to sign an NLI and come in. And they didn't want to do it. They didn't think they were ready. He didn't think he was ready. And they thought they needed a year of seasoning. And we're like, no, you'll be fine. And that's just the way recruiting goes. You just have to go with the ebbs and flows. But Ryan was an unreal example for anyone that was around our program.
Yeah, when he left Wisconsin after the 2010 season, and he was actually originally drafted by the Montreal Canadiens, traded to the New York Rangers, became their captain. But when he left in 2010, he was still 18 credits shy of his degree. He's now back in school trying to get his degree. He will get his degree.
Yeah, and he's trying to do that quietly. He didn't want anyone to know that, and unfortunately they got out there. And but that's just who he is. And God, when he was drafted by Montreal, I remember having a conversation because Montreal was shopping him, and Tom Kervers, mm-hmm. Who just passed away this year. So we had a conversation. He was with Tampa at the time, and I was saying to Tommy, I said, Tommy, I'm just telling you right now, he's going to play a top 4 minutes, trade for him, I'm telling you. And obviously we have different thoughts, and yeah, everyone's sure, going to wave sure. the flag for a certain kid you believe in. But man, has he come through with that. I mean, he's a top 4 minute eater and can play against anybody.
Yep. Talking about Ryan McDonough, Marco Siki's with us here. Special night, Thursday night in Denver. Tony Granato will finally be inducted in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame with Jerry York, Dean Blaze, and Jenny Potter. Tony was elected back in September 14th of 2020, but the induction ceremony was delayed because of the pandemic. He and the others I just mentioned also will go in with the 2021 class of Stan Fischler, Paul Holmgren, and Peter McNabb. Those are some pretty good Hall of Famers right there, but I couldn't be happier for Tony Granato.
No, I mean, he deserves this in the worst way. And I mean, obviously, you look at his accomplishments across the board and everything that he has done. And I'm just so happy for their entire family, not just Tony's immediate family, but the entire family. I mean, what they've brought to the table on the hockey side. And obviously you got Cammy and Donnie doing their deal, but even at the, you know, Robbie at the grassroots level. So, you know, they've done so much for hockey, and it's nice to be able to see hockey give back a little bit.
Yeah, Tony Granato going in to join his sister, Cammy, who was the first woman inducted back in 2008. Of course, Mark Johnson is in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Mike Richter, Chris Chelios, Gary Suter, Brian Rafalski, Badger Bob Johnson, your old coach, Jeff Sauer as well. But I wanted to ask you about Dean Blaze, who you know quite well. And, you know, you take away the fact that he coached North Dakota and Wisconsin didn't like North Dakota and vice versa. It's hard not to like Dean Blaze.
No, how can you not? He's like a second father for me, and obviously gave me my first coaching opportunity at North Dakota the year we won a national title, but we also had the 100-year flood and lost everything.
Wow.
But, you know, he's such a fun person to be around, and I received the odd text or phone call at times. He's old school, so he doesn't really respond too often to his cell or his text messages. But I mean, what a great human being. I wish I could be out there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Obviously you got Jerry York in there as well, and Homer in there, so a lot of people that been around a long period of time, and some quality people. But I couldn't be more happy for Tony and Dean going in there, and two mentors that I have.
Sure. This is our last radio show until January 4th, so in between now and then, Wisconsin will play in the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at the home of the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. The first ever hockey games to be played at Fiserv Forum Tuesday and Wednesday, December 28th and 29th. Providence and Bowling Green will play Tuesday at 4:30. Wisconsin will play, 4 o'clock. Wisconsin and Yale will then play at 7:30. The winners and losers will then play on Wednesday. And you think back to the old Badger Hockey Showdown that Jeff Sauer and Joel Maturi started in 1989, played at the Bradley Center. You were part of that, obviously. It eventually moved here to the Kohl Center and then disbanded. But to have hockey back in Milwaukee at a brand new, beautiful building, the heart of downtown Milwaukee, Fiserv Forum, this is going to be fun.
Well, I think it's awesome. I think us selling hockey in our state, obviously in Milwaukee, a lot of people are super excited in Milwaukee about it, and they all remember the Badger Showdown. And that first one in 89 was incredible. I mean, the place was sold out. I think the first, you know, 3-4 years, I think it was sold out, maybe more than that. But yeah. That first game, I think we played Notre Dame, and Kevin Patrick was on that team. So we always laugh and talk about it. And then a goaltender that I knew and grew up playing and training with in the summers is Lance Mattson, was a goaltender from Minnetonka that played for Notre Dame. I think we threw 55 shots or 60 shots on him. So, but, yeah, what a great event. But anytime you have a chance to sell hockey and get down to Milwaukee, it's such a rich tradition of hockey there. It's interesting. It's basketball and football and wrestling are so big around Milwaukee,
sure.
But Milwaukee's had the ads for so long, so yeah. There is a lot of rich history of hockey in that community.
Yeah, again, the Holiday Face-Off, December 28th and 29th. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And finally, you've got Penn State this weekend, a team that's 10-7, 2-6 in the Big Ten, just split with Michigan State, had a big win in Nashville against North Dakota in front of 15,000 crazy North Dakota fans. This is a team that gets up and down the ice. They'll shoot the puck. I mean, they play the same way they have for 10 years under Guy Gadowski.
Yeah, Guy does a good job with them. They're high octane, all offense. I don't want to say all offense because they play hard and they'll block shots and they'll play physical. But they are all about getting pucks at the net as fast as they can, get out of their defensive zone as fast as they can, somewhat get into a track meet and just race up and down the ice. So you have to be really aware of that. One of their players flying the zone, as soon as they get possession of it, they zip it out of the zone. But you know one thing, the puck's coming to the net. I mean, if they get over the red line, puck's coming to the net. Over the blue line, it's coming to the net. On their power play, there would be one pass or win a faceoff, the puck's coming to the net.
Right.
So it's been consistent. Guys really had that detail down with all the teams that he's ever coached.
Yeah, and this is a big weekend for your club, too, because it's the final weekend of Big Ten play in the first semester. You can take a little bit of a break to breathe before that Holiday Face-Off. It would be nice to get going on the right track here.
Well, I think we just have we need some positive energy. And you know, whether we win or lose, we just have to play the game the right way. You saw the six before that exhibition game. For the most part, all six games we played very well in, and we walked away with not much. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit frustrating for our guys right now, so they need a little mojo. They need a little confidence. They need a little chemistry, a little bit of a feeling going into the break that, well, okay, yeah, we are a good team. We can find a way to win. We can find a way to strengthen some things together. But, you know, it's all about the process, especially with 10 new guys this year. It's just a slow build. Mm-hmm. Keep on getting better every day, and that has to be the mentality.
All right. Thanks for coming out tonight.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Sure. Marco Siki, associate head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Again, Wisconsin and Penn State Friday night. They'll face off at 7, Saturday night at 6. Both games on the Badgers Sports Network. And also remember, Saturday night is the Teddy Bear Toss to benefit Toys for Tots and the United States Marine Corps' Teddy Bear Drive before Christmas. Bring a bear. A brand new bear would be great. Every bear must be bagged to be thrown onto the ice after the game. There will be bagging stations throughout the Kohl Center. So take part in the Toys for Tots Teddy Bear Drive this Saturday at the Kohl Center. The Wisconsin women's hockey team on the road to close out the first semester at Bemidji State this weekend. We'll hear from Mark Johnson coming up in just a bit. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
This year, don't just get ready, get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Now is the time to get a great deal on America's undisputed leader in trucks, Ford F-Series. With all its power and technology, it's no wonder F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America for 44 straight years. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right at your Ford dealer during the Get Holiday Ready sales event. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Well, as we head into the final weekend of the first semester of Big Ten hockey, Michigan leads the conference with 20 points. Minnesota's in second place with 19. Then Ohio State with 15. Notre Dame 13. Michigan State has 12. Penn State 6. And Wisconsin 5. Last weekend, Michigan split a pair with Minnesota in Ann Arbor. Penn State split a pair with Michigan State. And Ohio State split a pair with Notre Dame. This weekend, the third-ranked Wolverines play the Buckeyes in Columbus. 10th-ranked Notre Dame home to play Michigan State, while the 9th-ranked Golden Gophers are idle. The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team wraps up the first semester this weekend on the road in Bemidji, Minnesota against the Beavers, and we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health. Remarkable.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. The weather is cooling, but Badger winter sports are still bringing the energy. Bring your own energy at home with a new solar energy system from All Energy Solar. Solar energy pays for itself the moment the system is powered up. Now's the time to go green and slash your utility bill by 50 to 100%. Take control of your energy costs. Schedule an estimate or informational webinar to learn with All Energy Solar by visiting allenergysolar.com today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, celebrating 75 years of food and fun. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Badgers athletics. Joining us now is head coach Mark Johnson. The Wisconsin women's hockey team still ranked number one in the country and closes out the first semester Friday and Saturday at Bemidji State. And Mark, I know last weekend didn't go as you would have liked against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Always fun, though, with a border battle, a packed arena. The atmosphere was great. Give the Gophers some credit. They were good this past weekend, and at times your club was pretty good too.
Well, the schedule wasn't in our favor, and what I say by that is, you know, we had played a weekend and a weekend off, played a weekend, had a weekend off, so we were a little bit out of rhythm. And from my standpoint, the coaching standpoint, you know, what do you do in those off weekends? And then you try to do things that are going to help your club. But we knew Minnesota was going to come in here and be at a high pace. They had played a couple games down in Nashville, their last one against Colgate, who's a highly ranked team. And so they were going to be playing. So my concern becomes the first period of that game, and we haven't played for a couple weeks. And it looked like,
It
looked like we hadn't played in a couple of weeks. And what really put us on our heels with, you know, they score in 27 seconds. So we did all the video. We did all the prep work. We got everybody fired up. And their best player makes a play. And now it's 1-0. And so as a player, you know, you go on your heels. And they were moving around that first period. And, you know, I wanted to get out 1-0. I looked down at Jackie about 5 minutes ago. I said, we just got to get out of this thing at 1-0. And we're going to be fine because we're catching up. Mm-hmm. But they scored, you know, with a minute and change to go to make it 2-0. But, you know, give our players credit. We flipped this, you know, the script the second period. We had 18 shots. We had a bunch of chances. Got one on the board. And then, you know, what was helpful was, you know, going to the third period, you're down a goal, getting challenged by a good hockey team. Mm-hmm. And we tie the game up. And, you know, now we got the momentum. The bad part is it only lasted 9 seconds. You know, if it lasts 90 seconds where, you know, we get back into what we're doing, we've got momentum, we put them on their heels. But, you know, we make a mistake. And, you know, you can't, you know, do anything but react to it. But, you know, it's a game of mistakes. We made a mistake. Girl puts it in the empty net. Now it's 3-2. And that seemed to take the energy out of us. And, you know, from that point on, you know, we didn't have enough in the tank to do what we needed. You know, part of that was due to some of the, you know, sickness that's gone through the team and things like that. You don't make excuses, but we just ran out of gas. And, you know, I like the effort Saturday night. We came out, we established things early on, and again, we're down 1-0. Mm-hmm. So we played most of the weekend, you know, climbing a hill. You know, we were never ahead. We got ourselves in a position in Saturday's game where it's 2-2. And feeling pretty good, get into overtime, and their goaltender makes a couple real nice saves, and we end up tying the game. And, you know, I'm not one of those players that are coaches that, you know, it was a good tie, but we took some positive things away from the weekend. Obviously, we would have liked to have won both games, but, you know, we showed some character. We had a little adversity. We responded. And so those type of things, as I told the team, they're going to help us down the road. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to play Minnesota up there later in the year and get a chance to, you know, maybe win a couple games up in Ritter. But the big thing is to try to learn from one another, learn from each game. And I think we take some things away from this weekend, although we didn't, you know, win either game. We ended up tying the one and losing the other one. It's all, you know, to make us better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the adversity, you mentioned the illness going around. Men's hockey team was hit with it too. The football team was 2 weeks prior when they were getting set to play Minnesota too. I think, what did you have, 9 or 10 skaters on the ice Monday? I mean, you were really thin the entire week before Friday finally came around.
Yeah, and one of our defensemen, we didn't know if she was going to play or not, hadn't practiced in several days. And, you know, we got word that Friday morning she was feeling better, that she'd be in the lineup. Well, okay, she can dress and play, but how good is she going to be?
Yeah.
But those are things that, you know, every team, especially when you're a two-semester sport, you go through that winter stage. We run through it every year. You just hope that, you know, you don't get hit too hard. But you find out how important practice is, especially leading up to a weekend where you're playing a highly ranked team like Minnesota. So those Monday and Tuesday practices, which maybe in the middle part of the season the players aren't really into, you find out how important, and especially that continuity amongst your lines and your defenseman pairs. So as you well know, because I put your daughter back on defense. I'm not sure when the last time she played defense.
She was
but, you
six.
Know, yeah, she was 6 years old.
And you
old.
Did it against Minnesota. Nice job.
Yeah, and I throw her right out to the Wolves and see how she does. And she did fine, but those are the things that we have to do as coaches. You know, you're on the fly. You know, you only have 3 defensemen at practice. Well, it's tough to run a practice with only 3 defensemen and, you know, 6 or 7 forwards. So, again, We had some adversity. You know, the outcomes maybe weren't what we wanted to, but I think we learned about ourselves, and, you know, the players can get a better understanding of, you know, what we're capable of doing and how we get there and how important practice is, and that continue, you know, to try to become better every weekend. So practice yesterday was high, energy level was good, and so, you know, everything, we're moving in a positive and direction. And, you know, obviously we got a couple tough games against Bemidji this weekend. They've won four in a row, and it'd be like a little bit of a hornet's nest Friday afternoon. But I like the way we responded. I like the way we came back for practice yesterday. So I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah. You just played Bemidji like a month ago. A scoreless tie with them at Laban Arena. Daryl Watts won it in a shootout. And then you win 8-1 in the finale. Daryl had her first Wisconsin hat trick. So you're familiar with the Beavers, no question about that.
Yeah, and they, you know, they've played four straight games on the road. You know, they won two down in Lindenwood, and then this past weekend won a couple games up in St. Cloud. So their younger players are getting more seasoned. They're getting experience, and as you well know up there, they'll forecheck you hard. They'll play aggressive, and, you know, you have to be ready. And so I think this past weekend prepares us to go up there and at least give us a chance to be successful both games.
Yeah, the Wisconsin women against Bemidji State Friday at 3 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock. You can watch both games live on BTN+. Mark Johnson's with us. More with Mark coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Flu season is here, and you can get your flu shot now at your Hy-Vee Pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and you can schedule your appointment online. Just go to Hy-Vee.com/mypharmacy. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee fuel saver. This year, it's more important than ever to stay healthy. So go online to Hy-Vee.com/mypharmacy today to schedule your flu shot and get a 20-cent Hy-Vee fuel saver. Some restrictions may apply.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill. Mark Johnson's with us. So we just spoke about the Wisconsin women's hockey series against Minnesota last weekend and what's to come this weekend against Bemidji State. But, you know, Mark, this is our first show since November 16th. It's our last show until January 4th. But in between the last time we spoke, the NCAA Division I Council approved expanding the national tournament for women's college hockey from 8 teams to 11. Long overdue?
I think it's long overdue. I think, especially with the addition of the new league out east, with six more teams elevating to Division One, it gives us 41 teams now that are playing Division One women's hockey, and it just gives more exposure to our sport if we have more people in the NCAA tournament. So at the end of the season, instead of eight teams and their communities and their colleges talking about their team in the NCAA tournament, now we have three more. So it'll create some more excitement on those campuses and give those teams an opportunity to win a national championship. And not sure how they got to 11. 12 would have been a more reasonable number where, you know, you have an odd number. How are you going to do it? So The big thing is, and the positive thing, and when I first started, you know, many moons ago, we only had four teams. And at that time, you know, it was tough because a couple of years you're on that 4-5 bubble, 4-5-6 bubble. And if you only have four teams, you don't have a chance. to win the national tournament. And then we were able to expand it to eight, and it got four more groups every year talking about a tournament that is so special to everyone. And so it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. I'm anxious to see how they're going to make the brackets and what the brackets look like and where they're going to play those games.
Yeah, so the top-ranked team in the country, according to what, the U.S. College Hockey Online poll or USA Today, will get the number one seed in a first-round bye, you would assume, right? And the other or would it be the top three teams and let the other eight go, I guess? That's what it would be.
Yeah,
top three and then eight.
We got to open up that door and see what it looks like.
when are you going to find out?
That's a good question.
Really?
I don't know. We're getting into the holidays, so I'm not sure, because a lot of the meetings within the NCAA are structured, as far as times of the year.
Yeah.
And so with this, it's going to be, it's got to be soon, because whatever we're going to do is going to happen pretty quick, because all of a sudden, we're almost in the middle of December. Well, the end of February and early March isn't too far off, and the playoffs aren't that far off, so they're going to have to come up with a plan. I'm just knocking on wood that they go to 11 this year and not say, hey, it's too much too soon, we're going to wait till next year, because those three teams that would get invited this year, if they don't get invited, it just hurts our brand, and hopefully they'll come up with something. And then it's like anything, they start something new, and then there's going to have to be some twinking, and maybe we have to go to 12 because 11 doesn't work. So work in progress, but the positive part of it is there's 11 teams now instead of eight.
Yeah, the Division I Council was just looking for equity, because the number of men's Division I college programs is 61-62. 16 teams make it. The percentage is about 27%. So with 41 women's teams, 11 get in. It was roughly about that same amount. So they were going for equity, which I'm all for. That's great. That's great. So by the way, the Frozen Four this year is in State College, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Penn State. Beautiful place. So if the Badgers get there, I highly recommend you make that trip. And before I let you go, Thursday night, Tony Granato will be inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Mark Johnson was inducted back in 2004. So you've gone through this process. This has been delayed because of the pandemic. But I can't think of a nicer person to be honored than Tony Granato.
No, and if people don't know him, you just have to look at his bio, and you can say, oh boy, why wasn't he in, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago? Because what he and his family have done, individually, but collectively what he's done for hockey and at all different levels. Obviously, when he was at Wisconsin, he was a great player, got a chance to play for a long time in the National Hockey League. And wherever he ended up playing, he always left his mark. And then, he was a longtime NHL coach as an assistant and a head coach, the same thing. Wherever he was coaching, he always left his mark. And so, you put all that together, and collectively it's like, wow, what a resume. And happy for Tony, happy for his wife, happy for his family, because they've done a lot for, hockey, not only here in the Madison and Wisconsin area, but throughout the country.
All right, before I let you go, we got about a minute here. A couple of weeks ago, the Wisconsin Badgers had their face-off against cancer and honored your father on his 30th anniversary of his passing. Badger Bob Johnson, they handed out rally towels. And I thought that you would drop the ceremonial first puck the game. It wasn't Mark Johnson, Bob's son. It wasn't any of Bob's grandsons, but it was his great-grandson, Nash. Your grandson dropped the puck. What a thrill for him.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted me to be part of it, but, I've been on the ice and dropped pucks and jerseys and all that. It's not about me. It's about what that next generation. And so, my son Doug took his son out, Nash, and I was impressed because he walked down to the ice, and mostly kids will cling to their parents. He walked out like he owned the place and got out there, and so I was up here laughing, watching it. But a proud moment. You have, the great-grandson. You have a grandson out there. I didn't need to be out there, so it was a special night, not only for my family, for recognizing my dad, but for Doug and Nash.
That's very cool. Hey, best of luck in Bemidji. Safe travels.
You.
What are you bringing back? What pizza are you bringing back?
The river.
Oh, the river.
The river for Coach Greenhall. So he always enjoys it, so we always make sure we bring it back, and it stays in the back of the plane because it's nice and cold back there, so it stays frozen.
That's Mark Johnson. Again, the Wisconsin women at Bemidji State Friday at 3 and Saturday at 2, and we'll wrap up the Wisconsin Hockey Hour in just a moment here from Learfield.
Missing persons hotline.
Hello? My husband is missing.
Your husband is missing?
Yes, he's missing.
How long has he been missing?
2 days.
Interesting.
Interesting?
Have you by chance built a Clary building recently?
How did you know?
We've had multiple reports of husbands going missing 2 days after they have a Clary building. Why don't you check the building?
Okay. You were right. I think he's been living in it.
Well, ma'am, a Clary building is the perfect place to store your stuff, including your husband.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This holiday, let Hy-Vee do all the cooking so you can spend more time with family. Order your pre-made holiday meals today. You'll find delicious meals that serve from 2 to 12 people, including succulent turkey, honey-glazed spiral ham, or prime rib. Holiday meal packs are ready to heat and serve and include your choice of sides and rolls. For dessert, choose from apple, pumpkin, banana cream, or French silk pie. Meals start at just $34.99. Reserve your holiday meals today at Hy-Vee.com.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
I'd like to thank Mark Johnson for joining us. Again, the Wisconsin women play at Bemidji State Friday and Saturday afternoon. The Wisconsin men home to play Penn State Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 6. Both games on the Badger Sports Network with Rob Vogel and Ian Perrin. I'll be on TV with Bill Brophy. And a reminder, too, that Saturday is the annual teddy bear drive for Toys for Tots in the United States Marine Corps. Bring a teddy bear to the game Saturday. Throw it on the ice afterwards. We'd love to see you. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.